Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, of course, it's a foot problem, and that means we have to talk to our dear, dear friend, Dr. Rock Positano. Of course, he's the director of the Joe DiMaggio Sports Medicine Center and, of course, acclaimed author, Dinners with DiMaggio, and his most recent book, Maggie Street Smart. Rock, we are worried about our guy LeBron here. Can you help us out? First of all, how you doing?
Pearl, everything is good here. We love you at the Hospital for Special Surgery. You've always been so kind to us, and so is Maggie. Maggie, we appreciate your kindness as well.
Listen, Dr. Rock, we need some expertise. Thank you, by the way, but we need your expertise here. Like, you know, LeBron James earlier this year said that he went to the LeBron James of foot doctors who told him that he did not need surgery. But now at 38 years old, he's looking at potential surgery. I mean, what are the pros and cons here? Because I feel like for an NBA star, foot surgery can be pretty scary.
Well, you know, especially a person of his size. I mean, he's such a strong, powerful person. You know, and, you know, he's a guy that is in unbelievably, you know, great health and great fitness and great training. But one of the problems, as you can imagine, when you're dealing with a tendon injury or a ligament injury in the foot, is that the blood supply is notoriously low. And when there's a low blood supply, that means a few things. Number one, that means that the healing potential is not as good as you would like to see. Number two, it usually means that, you know, there's a loss of strength, what they call tensile strength, that the person could have in their tendon or their ligament. And number three, you know, again, you know, unfortunately, he's no longer 25 years old, which means the ability to come back at a much more rapid pace is going to be obviously impaired. So I think they have to be very, very careful with something like this, because if it turns out that it's his Achilles tendon, which is unfortunately one of the most powerful tendons in the body, however, one of the weakest, particularly after age 30, when the blood supply to that area is reduced by about 30%, I mean, that could be one of those situations where, you know, you try not to do a surgical intervention, okay? And of course, clearly he, whatever tendon it was, and some of us are speculating it was maybe his Achilles tendon, or one of the tendons along the side of his foot, you know, the problem is that, you know, the surgery itself, you know, could be done very, very, you know, efficaciously. But the problem is that constant force loading, Maggie and Pearl, that's what really makes foot and ankle injuries so difficult. And one of the reasons why when a trainer, when one of the professional athletic trainers, like, you know, Ronnie Barnes from the Giants, for instance, you know, when they're dealing with a foot injury of any type, especially when you're dealing with an athlete of that type of caliber, okay, and strength, it's really a problem because, unfortunately, unlike the other body parts like the shoulder or the knee, you know, a foot and ankle has no chance to basically rest the way these other structures would rest. So of course, it's sort of a crapshoot. Like, what do we do? You know, but so I think in cases like this, if they have to stabilize the tendon or the ligament, it's not a bad idea, provided that it's not in one of those areas which has a tremendous amount of stress. You know, that's really the big problem here.
So I was watching LeBron in the last series. He turned his ankle twice in a game. Is that all connected? When a guy twists his ankle, you could actually see the shoe move. Could that be an underlying problem that's different than the ankle?
Well, you know, the thing is this, one of the problems, if you look at the video where he hurt himself, is that his ankle sort of collapsed a little bit, but then it was the push-off that made us more concerned about the Achilles and the tendons that stabilized the inside and the outside. So I think, you know, that type of reaction like he had clearly indicates that it had something to do with the fact that there was an overextension, in this case, of his Achilles tendon or one of the other ligaments on either side of the foot or the tendons. So, again, it's hard to say, you know, what the long-term thing is, but is it career-ending? No. I wouldn't say anything like that is not career-ending. Mm. However, you know, as we found out, like when Derek Jeter had his surgery, I mean, he was never quite the same in terms of his mobility after he had that surgery, after his ankle fracture. So, again, the problem we're dealing with when an athlete of this caliber or like Jeter's character has a foot or an ankle operation is that, you know, it's not so clear about what the actual outcome is going to be long term because of this constant weight bearing that we're seeing on this particular part of the body, which is one of the reasons why, Maggie and Pearl, that, you know, Da Vinci was so mesmerized with the foot and the ankle, because he would say, you know, in all of his anatomical renderings, you know, Da Vinci was fascinated that this small structure had to support the whole body for a whole lifetime. So you can imagine a person who's playing a sport like basketball, which is a lot of, you know, vigorous, you know, running and jumping and pivoting. I mean, it really does make a difference in terms of long term, which means, I hate to say this, but we find that in a lot of the elite athletes, when they have foot and ankle surgery, they never really quite get back to the level of competitiveness and mobility that they had prior to the injury.
So we're talking to Dr. Rock Positano, of course, is an expert on ankle and foot problems. By the way, Da Vinci's been called the Rex Ryan of the Renaissance.
Is that right? Da Vinci is like Rock Positano is the Da Vinci of the foot doctors. Yeah.
Gabe Vincent on the Heat, guard, twisted his ankle in game four.
Yep.
So we just found out he's not playing tonight. It was a pretty bad ankle twist. Not sure if you saw it, but how quickly can a 28-year-old NBA player come back? Can he be effective? Because I'm wondering, if the Heat have a lot of these injuries racking up, are they going to be too injured to really finish this series? So I'm curious, do we expect a player who's 28 years old to be back full strength within a series if he gets hurt in game four?
Put it this way, it's not likely, okay? And you have to be reasonable here, Pearl. You know, when you're dealing with an ankle, which is such a sophisticated part of the body, considering that it has different ranges of motion, different types of mobility, I mean, you have to assume that in most cases, he probably tore this ligament called the anterior talofibular ligament. And, of course, that connects basically the foot to the ankle. And, of course, along that whole area is that there's also a group of other tendons and ligaments. So to assume, like in the case of Patrick Mahomes, for instance, okay, where it was a high ankle injury, I mean, considering Mahomes' situation, that was heroic that he was actually able to do what he did, considering that he had a pretty nasty, you know, ankle injury prior to the Super Bowl. But again, in terms of the age of these guys, you know, it has a lot to do with, again, their ability to immobilize that area, to bring the swelling and the inflammation down, and to try to stabilize that ankle in a way where the person still has mobility. However, not in an area where it's going to become, you know, overextended, because that's when they get into trouble. Is, you know, because look, I've always said this, Maggie and Pearl, is that, you know, there's no such thing as a simple ankle injury. It's probably one of the most trivialized injuries secondary to heel pain. Everyone says, oh, ankle injury, you'll be back in a week, or heel pain, oh, it must be plantar fasciitis. Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, again, you are dealing with a highly unbelievably evolved structure, which is what the foot and the ankle basically are. And, of course, it has a lot to do with the ability to feel the ground. And a lot of these players, you know, when they're running up and down the court, they may not always feel, you know, the actual surface that they're running on. And that could be a real problem in terms of leading to long-term problems and disability. You know, a lot of these professional athletes, they develop what they call lateral ankle instability, which means when their quote-unquote simple ankle sprain isn't treated aggressively and properly, they wind up developing these problems with the ankle later on, where they, you know, in our case, a lot of our weekend warriors, they develop arthritis in their ankle. So you can imagine what happens in cases like these professional athletes. It's a tremendous amount of what they call torque, which means when that foot hits the ground, that foot wants to pivot and turn and be able to either push off, run forward, jump. So all of these very intricate things have to happen in a very rapid succession.
Man, this is not looking great here for LeBron, you know, if he needs the surgery. Yeah. But Dr. Positano, we can't tell you how much we appreciate your expertise. I mean, you're the Michael Jordan of foot doctors, so we appreciate any time we can tap into your tremendous knowledge. Thank you.
Well, listen, we appreciate the fact that you guys bring it to the people in a way where it's straight out, straightforward. So, again, we keep our fingers crossed, but I'm hoping that they're able to get LeBron back without an operation.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
You know, it's amazing, Maggie. There's so many people. I just would say Dr. Positano is coming on. Carlos said, oh, I have ankle problems. Everybody, it's that part of the body that is so universally, you know, so many weekend warriors have ankle problems. I love having Dr. Positano on because he's right. There's no simple ankle injury and heel pain. That's another thing. I know so many people who think they have plantar fasciitis, but we're not sure what that means.
You know, I think that if we get an update from Shams or Woj or something in a couple weeks, like LeBron James underwent surgery on his foot, I think we recalibrate what the last couple years of LeBron's career looks like.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.